Welcome sa Grody Podcast. Hindi ako makatulog. So instead of just lying down on my bed, I think God was calling me to meditate upon His Word. And someone just messaged me tonight asking about God's will. And this friend of mine is faced with a decision that she has to make, whether God was leading her to choice A or choice B. And I think it's a very, very similar situation na pagdadaanan nating lahat. Lalong-lalo na when you're very passionate about following God. There's something about following God, and there's something about following or wanting to follow God na you want to do it right. Diba? You want to do it right. If God is calling you to do something, then one of the things we think about is, I have to do this right because it's for the Lord. That just reminds me about John chapter 2. This very familiar story, the wedding at Cana. And this January, this is the second time na I'm going to talk about this passage in the Bible. So my wedding, and it's in Cana in Galilee, and Jesus was there, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, was also there, and His disciples were also invited to the celebration. And basically, as they were celebrating, they ran out of wine. So Jesus' mother told Him, they have no more wine. And Jesus said, dear woman, that's not our problem, according to the New Living Translation. Jesus replied, my time has not yet come. But His mother told the servants, do whatever He tells you. That's John chapter 2, verse 5. Standing nearby, according to the passage, were 6 stone water jars, and they were used for Jewish ceremonial washing. Each could hold 20 to 30 gallons. And Jesus tells the servants, punuin nyo ng water yung mga jar na yan. And then, nung napuno na yung mga jar ng water, sabi ni Jesus, dip some out and take it to the master of the ceremonies. So, kumuha sila siguro ng konti, and then they give it to the master of the ceremonies, and the master was surprised. Actually, ang sabi niya, lagi dapat sinaserve yung best wine, pero ngayon nyo lang sinerve yung best wine. And the Bible tells us this is the first miraculous sign that Jesus did to reveal His glory. And His disciples, in John chapter 2, verse 11, believed Him. And you know what? I really love this passage because I think it speaks to a situation where you just have a choice in following God's will or in listening to the Lord. And what strikes me with this passage and is what Mary told the servants, do whatever He tells you. Alam mo, sa paghahanap ng will ni Lord sa buhay natin, sometimes we get so lost with how we would plan it. Alam mo yun, kung ako gagawa nito, then ganito ko siya gagawin. And many times in the Bible, you would find people in the same dilemma. Na God would reveal to them His will, and then they would try to do something in their own ability to achieve that will of God. For example, in the Bible, you know the very familiar story of Abraham and Sarah being told yung will ni Lord na you will have a son. And silang dalawa, sobrang gulat nila. And what they did was, because they couldn't believe it, you know, they tried to do things their own way. Kaya, ang nangyari, nagkaroon ng anak si Abraham kay Hagar. And that just opens up a lot of problems for Abraham and Sarah. And not only them, for Hagar and the son of Hagar in the Bible. Kasi ang ginawa ni Abraham and Sarah, they tried to achieve God's will with their own plan. Diba? Alam mo kapatid, when we are told by God to do something or achieve something or even attempt something for Him, we have to trust na we don't really need to plan something out. Number one, why? Because when God gives you something and your response to it is yes, God will make it possible for you without any effort on your part. And that just means you don't have to rely on the things that you would normally rely on. Importante yan. Nung bata ako, I dreamed of becoming a broadcast journalist, and I didn't know that God wanted a different thing for me. And I never thought that God would bring me to podcasting. And if you ask me now, like, how are you now a podcaster? How are you now doing this multimedia ministry and all that? My answer is, I don't know. And it's basically my way of saying, it wasn't my plan. It wasn't something I drew out on a paper. It's not something I wrote down on a planner 10 years ago. But it's a journey that the Lord has launched me in. At alam mo, para sa akin, mas importante yon. Mas importante na at some point in your life, maybe 5, 10, 15 years from now, makakabaliktanaw ka at meron kang nagagawa or na-achieve. At pag nagtanong yung tao sa'yo, paano mo nagawa yan? Ang sagot mo is kagaya nung sinabi ni Mary dito sa John chapter 2 verse 5, ginawa ko lang kung ano yung sinabi ni Lord na gawin ko. And sometimes, when God tells you a direction, He only reveals to you like the first 3 steps. Yun lang. Anak, serve me full time. Paano, Lord? Anak, serve me full time. Alam mo yun? God is not going to give you the great details of how He would wonderfully orchestrate the life that He has for you. Alam mo, ang nagbabattle dito, pag ganito yung nangyayari sa atin, our desire to please God is somewhat greater than our desire to obey God. Magkaiba yun eh. Sometimes you want to obey God, but in the process, you want to please God. Kasi feeling mo, it's on you. No, it's not on you. It's on God. When God calls you to do something, it's on the Lord. You have to trust and obey Him. You have to trust as far as He has revealed to you. And that means whatever. I just want to focus on that word. Mary told the servants, do whatever He tells you. And that can mean the smallest thing. You know, resign from your job. Don't go to work today. Go ahead and speak to your mom or your dad whom you have not been in good terms with. Alam mo yun? It can be, say sorry. Or it can be, sell this possession or don't use this anymore. And sometimes it's totally illogical. Like, if you need wine and Jesus tells you, fill the jars with water. Kung ikaw yung servant, what would you do? Like, we need wine, we don't need water. Diba? Ganun ang logical response natin eh. Pero, hindi yun ang tinuturo sa atin itong Biblia. Hindi yun ang tinuturo sa atin ng Word. And remember, Jesus or God is able to make great things out of the things that we think are impossible. No? So, I want to encourage you, if you feel that God is speaking to you about something, kung nararamdaman mo na may pinapagawa si Lord sa'yo, something about maybe your relationships or your plan in life, your work right now, or maybe a mission that God is calling you to do, something that God has been asking you or has been using the Holy Spirit, you know, this Holy Spirit impressing upon you to do something, I want you to remember that it took just one sentence, one phrase from Mary in this passage in the Bible, and it's, do whatever He tells you. Kapatid, ikaw, anong sinasabi ni Lord sa'yo ngayon? What is the whatever that God is telling you? You know what? Kung ano man yun, you can trust that yung whatever na yun is the best for you. Gaya ng sinabi ng Master of Ceremonies, you have kept the best until now. And he actually felt like he was missing out. Like, ito pala yung best, but ngayon yun lang nilabas. And you know what? Sometimes we are put in that position. We feel like what we have now is the best, but when we step out in faith, when we begin to trust God, and we begin to do whatever He tells us, we would realize that the best was actually yet to come. That's a miracle for me. If you have not yet experienced that in your life, I encourage you to go ahead and just ask God, Lord, help me to trust you to do whatever so that I would experience the best that you have for me. That's all for now. I hope this blesses you. See you again in the next episode. God bless.